third down and 13. Leaf. Up top, near side. Caught by Jackson. First down. And he's still on his feet. The 10-5. Touchdown, Washington State. Holy smoke, Chris Jackson made the catch around the 20.
And joining us right now on the Beacon Plumbing Hotline, the head coach of that football team, one of the best in the biz, Mike Price, and the wide receiver who caught that touchdown, Chris Jackson. Gentlemen, welcome to the show. Thanks so much for carving out time with us today. Four Cougs. We're in a safe zone here in Husky territory, working for the Husky flagship radio station. Chris, let me start with you first. That must bring back, when you hear that, just great memories from that game.
Oh, it absolutely does. That was awesome to be a part of, and just everything that I think was leading up to that particular game, the goods, bads, and everything in between, and just to kind of come away with that victory after 67 years and bring Washington State back to that Rose Bowl, that was awesome.
Oh, yeah, it sure was. And Coach, what are your memories from that day? Because, I mean, all of us, I mean, we can remember. I remember getting up for a morning run and putting a bet on you guys. You guys were 7-point underdogs in that game, and then just watching the whole thing unfold.
Really?
Yeah, it was just I mean, to be a part of that and experience that, it's hard to believe it's been 25 years.
Sure is.
There's no doubt.
And I visualize Chris. We have this one picture of Chris running down the sidelines on that play, and his brother is kind of like bent over on the sidelines watching him score that touchdown. It's a classic Jackson family portrait.
Hey, Coach Price, let me ask you this question. You guys, I was reading up on it this morning, and we'll get to Chris's comments, but what he made before the game. But you guys were real confident going into it. You said it afterwards in all the stories that came out, that you just felt like, hey, we just have the better football team. Take us inside that. What was that week leading up to that game? Obviously, you knew what was on the line. You were playing a good Husky team. But what led to so much confidence for that game in that moment?
I don't know. It was just the group. I call it a group of characters with great character. You know, these guys just believed in themselves, believed they could win. I was more nervous than anybody in our program, I think, before that game. And these guys kept coming up to me and patting me on the fanny and saying, hey, don't worry about it, Coach. Hey, relax. We got it handled, you know. And the night before the Friday meeting, Chris stood up in a solemn team meeting and gave a imitation of me that brought the house down, and everybody's laughing so hard. It was just like, you know, and they just walked by and say, Coach, relax. We got this. We got it. Just hang in there. Tell us what, just think about what you're going to say, and, you know, when you get the Apple Cup. So, I don't know, it was, that team was just had that special thing.
Well, Chris, I mean, I guess you guys are just kids at the time, but dealing with that kind of pressure, I mean, you know, I graduated in 1978, and a lot of us that were Cougs, we always thought, boy, I just want to go to one Rose Bowl before I die. I mean, was that what Coach is saying? You guys were able to handle that pressure pretty well, I guess.
I thought Coach had laid the foundation early in the year. You know, he, first off, has, just with our team and everything Coach has said is absolutely right, with us just being a group of characters with character. Each and every one of us was different. But I think the thing I remember most about that is just the leadership. We had a lot of fifth-year seniors, a lot of prop guys that became fifth years, a lot of junior college kids that were there for their third year. So you just had a group of guys that just all matured at the same time, same level, at the same particular year. And I think that was what was special about that, the leadership of that team. So, you know, when Coach talks about how calm I think we were and the confidence we had, it's true. We did have that confidence, and he allowed us to have that. So, you know, I know he said he was nervous. We're all nervous. But at the same time, I think we had the confidence to go out and just play and try to put everything at ease.
One thing we've talked a lot about. Oh, go ahead, Coach Price. Go ahead.
No, that's all right. I'm just going to say how Chris is a special guy. He's, you know, he didn't play football in high school much, and didn't play but just 1 year in junior college, and then we took a shot. We had his brother on the team, took a shot on him, and God, he just came. He played, and now he's coaching wide receivers for Jacksonville. So I mean, he's just a special guy, that has confidence, but knows what's going on. He's smart, you know, and real competitive.
Yeah. One thing we've talked about all week long, that it just one thing that this rivalry and all rivalries have kind of missed over the years is just the pregame stuff, you know, where in Mike, you were always good for a soundbite. Jim Walden was always great with a soundbite. I mean, players used to say stuff, and I was reminded, and I forgot about this, Chris, and I'm going to ask Chris, you know, what he remembers about it, and then Coach Price, you can follow up with it, is that before the game, Chris Jackson, you had said, we're going to kill them, talking about the Apple Cup, talking about the Huskies. What do you remember saying that? Do you remember the moment when it came out and you're like, oh, maybe I screwed up? And then, so Chris, I want you to react to that. And then Coach Price, I want you to, when you first heard him say that or get the news was relayed to you that he had said that, your reaction. Chris, you go ahead first.
All right. I do remember, I believe it was Stanford. I believe it was Stanford that we played the previous week, and which led us up to the Apple Cup. And I do remember Coach Price being very adamant by saying, do not give them any bullet point, you know, material. Don't give that locker room anything to go on. This is the Apple Cup, blah, blah, blah. You know, like, I do remember hearing that. And then it was an interview that I did following that particular game. I don't know if it was on radio. And, you know, I would compare myself maybe to like a Leon Bender, to where we were the vocal, you know, we didn't really hold back. We were very open. Coach allowed us to be who we were. And so the two of us were very just open verbally. And when I did that interview, to be honest with you, I did not think I said anything that was like, you know, bullet point, you know, material. I was just being very honest. And at that particular time, going into that game with the confidence that we had as an offense and as defense and all of us seniors, we knew that it was our time. And I was just literally speaking that. I said, this isn't about the Dogs. It's not about them. I could care less about the Dogs. And that's exactly how I was speaking. And I said, you know, I think we have potential to go up and put 40, 50 points on these guys and, like, beat them. And I didn't realize what was being said. I was just basically speaking very honestly from our team's perspective, because that's how I knew they felt. And I felt that same way. So I was just making a point to kind of get that across. Right. Now, the paper came across a little bit different than how I viewed the interview. And I'll leave it at that.
Mike,
until the phone call came.
Yeah. Mike, what was your reaction when you saw it? And then how quickly were you able to get Chris on the line?
Oh, I don't hardly even remember. Are you kidding me? Oh, my God. I can still feel the pain in my hand from me slamming it on the desk when he came in my office. I was furious that, you know, right after I said that, I turn around, come out and read the paper, and there he is. It's just like, are you kidding me? But, you know, there's a book about how to win wars, battles, and stuff. It's an Asian book. I can't remember the whole name of it. But in that, it talks about the elements of winning and that you always should give your opponent if you're going to always give him a way out, so that when you're fighting them, there's a back door so they can escape. Because if you pin yourself in a corner and don't get yourself any way out of a back door, then you've got a hell of a fight. And then that opponent has no way but to do everything he can to prove himself right. And that's kind of what Chris did. He painted himself and us in a corner, you know, and he had to fight like crazy and win, or else, you know, and it sure worked. I don't know if that was, he obviously was maybe thinking that when he said those things, but as it turned out, I look back at it, it was like, because he had a great game. I mean, it was just, he just, you know, had a super game, and so did his brother, and it was just, you know, it was so, so rewarding to see him fight like that.
Well, yeah, as Puck mentioned, 8 catches for Chris Jackson that day, 185 yards, touchdowns of 57 and 50 yards. Chris, what was it like playing for Ryan Leaf? Because I still tell people to this day that Ryan Leaf was the best college quarterback I've ever seen.
Playing for Ryan was awesome. When I first came up there, I used to visit my brother all the time before I had started playing football. And so when I went up there, I was very familiar with the Coug Nation. I was familiar with everything, the culture, and I had already known Ryan was up there, and he was supposed to be the guy in these upcoming years, you know, as they were kind of going through some quarterback you know, whether it be controversy or kind of figuring out who's going to take the next step. And I knew he was, and I was very vocal about coming out that way and playing for him. And I think as I started playing, I redshirted my first year, then my junior year, and then into my senior year, I just watched somebody that you, first off, you saw a phenomenal athlete. I like to play basketball. Ryan can go out there and drop 20 points on anybody at that given time. He was a true athlete, was just long. He could throw any ball in the book. And I think going into that senior year, I just remember the collective, the group collectively just kind of making their stance. Like, we were going to make a push this year. And he was, even though he was going into his junior year, we were going into our senior year. I just remember he was just as much committed. And what he did that his junior year, my senior year, that Rose Bowl year was just, is nothing short of just amazing. He proved himself to be one of the best players in Pac-10, Pac-12 history. Was just, when it came down to football and just naturally being on that football field and just making plays, he just reminded me a lot of Ben Roethlisberger, just his size, being able to just push defensive players away, that they extend plays, whether it be with his legs, whether it be with his arm. He was smart. He just had all the intangibles. I mean, that's, you know, not kind of just pluffing it up. That's really, I think, how he played and what he stood for those years.
Hey, both you guys, I mean, I'm sure you're wearing your Cougar gear and everything. And, you know, Puck and I are wearing Cougar stuff all the time. We say go Cougs to everybody. I mean, I imagine you both still have that kind of pride for our school.
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm living in Coeur d'Alene, so I get to go to the games a lot. And obviously, I'm sure Chris has followed us quite a bit, too. So you don't lose that when you leave town. It stays with you.
That is right. I still talk to Milt, who is our equipment manager, and I just did an exchange for him at the beginning of this year for a Minshew jersey I had sent from Jacksonville to him, and he sent me some Coug gear. So it was nice to get some updated gear. And absolutely, I was just at the airport yesterday coming back from our bye week, and I saw a guy in a bar, and sure enough, just, you know, go Cougs, and he go Coug back. We had a two-minute conversation, but like Coach said, it just doesn't leave you, and it's never going to.
Chris, and for people who don't know, Chris has gone into coaching. He's been in coaching here for a bit. Was a defensive assistant with the Bears. He was an assistant wide receivers coach also with the Bears, but now currently with Doug Peterson, which local connections. Doug Peterson, of course, grew up here up in Bellingham. I'm sure, Mike, you probably know him. I bet in a way he's the fraternity of coaches.
I don't really know. Oh, you know him. I don't know. I know we really messed up there not recruiting him. He's actually from Ferndale.
Yeah.
He'll probably – I never really met the guy.
Okay.
To be honest with you. He left, I think, his senior year. And then it was either between Erickson's year or my first year, I think.
Okay.
Getting there. And, so. But I don't know. Does he ever talk about – that, Chris?
I've never heard him really discuss that.
Yeah,
but why didn't Washington State recruit me, type of guy?
Yeah, way to go, Mike. Chris, what's it like? You're the wide receivers coach now with Jacksonville. I mean, you're, you know, NFL coaches. You guys are working nonstop. Do you get a chance to watch them at all? Watch the Cougs and be able to check in on how they're doing this year?
I watch them every time, every opportunity I get. You know, usually they're Saturday night game, so I'm usually in a hotel somewhere, either, even if it's home or away. So I follow them as much as I can, and, you know, I definitely get time to watch them, support them, and, you know, been proud of what they've been able to put on the field, even, you know, after the coaching corral, you know, last year and everything. I think they're doing a phenomenal job leading this program. So it's nice to see that we're competitive, we're fighting, we're in every single game, and that's all you can ask for.
Chris, you think we'll win Saturday night?
Oh, absolutely. No question.
There we go.
We're going to kill him, right, Chris?
Yeah.
Darn right.
I'm 100%. Coach told me right after that Apple Cup game, he says, you can predict any game you want. He goes, never mind. Don't you say another word about this Rose Bowl game. I says, double that. I'll make sure I won't say nothing.
Mike, you've seen a lot. You've seen him play a lot this year. I know you guys were out there earlier this year for the Cal game, being honored. The chance, what do they got to do on Saturday against the Huskies?
Well, I don't like the Huskies quarterback. I wish he would have stayed in Indiana.
I
feel a lot better about the game, but it is going to be in Pullman, and that's a beautiful place to be this time of year, and especially at night, you know. Nice and brisk and beautiful weather outside. It's just perfect for those dogs to come in town. So I think Dickard has done a super job with a lot of adversity outside the program, you know, to deal with. And he's dealt with it well and handled it great. And I met a lot of their players this year. And, you know, I'm going with the Cougars all the way on this game.
Hey, it's great to catch up with both you guys. I mean, you guys are both like legends to all of us, you know? I mean, because you ended that drought and made a lot of things happen. So I imagine when you look back, it's like, that's pretty cool, people coming up to you all the time and mentioning that.
Well, like Chris said, you know, it's that was a special group, and Chris is a special guy. So happy to see him in the NFL. And my son was coaching for the coaching staff two times removed, wide receiver coach for Jacksonville, and then nice to seeing a guy like Chris step in and take over.
Hey, Chris, and just wrapping up, what's your future hold? Where would you like the coaching career taking you?
It's funny because a lot of people ask that, and they're kind of surprised at my answer, but I am 100% content with just having my room and just empowering these young men in the wide receiver room. I wouldn't say I will shut down any opportunity for growth, but to be honest with you, I'm really content with just being a wide receiver coach. You know, if anything else was to come, maybe a passing game coordinator, I'm cool with that. But as of now, I'll leave the offense coordinating head coach to other people. And like I said, I just want to continue empowering these young men in the wide receiver role. Cool.
And you happy with that. And you like the NFL route? Would you ever dip your toes back into college?
I would never say never. Yeah. I definitely am. I feel where I'm supposed to be. I definitely love it. I don't take this for granted. Every day I step in here, I realize there's only 31 other positions out there that have this opportunity, but I'm content where I'm at. And if it ever took me to college, it takes me there. So again, as long as I have my room and I'm able to empower young men, because I've been empowered by such people as, you know, Coach Price and Coach Levenseller, and they had been huge influences on my life. So this is just my way to pay it forward.
Coach Price, got to be rewarding when you hear that from a former player talk about what an
That's
influence
well
you.
Said, wasn't it? Yeah. Really well said. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yeah, he's got his head on straight. And there for a while, I didn't know if it was straight, but it sure is now.
Me neither.
But, you know, you got to remember, I coached Levenseller when he was 18, 19 years old, and he was no angel either.
Yeah. You guys are the best, man. As Jim said. You authored just a, you know, for all Cougar fans, you know, just such a special season and special game, and that was an awesome – I was in school at that time. That was a great season. Started week one, goal line stand against UCLA, which was one of, you know, you forget how memorable that game was to open up the season, and you capped it off just great with a great win in the Alpha Cup. Chris, best of luck to you in the Jags there with Doug Peterson, wide receivers coach. Coach Price, thanks for taking some time out. Enjoy retirement up there on a beautiful Lake Coeur d'Alene. Enjoy the game on Saturday, guys, and as always, go Cougs.
Thanks, you guys.
Thank you guys so much.
Go Jags.
Yeah.
Coach, appreciate you. Go Cougs.